Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks, with our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KESM. It is program number 546 in that continuing series, as you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KESM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. 43 is our current temperature, and the sun is out. Beautiful day in here in central Minnesota. We've got our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring her in. We're going to say good morning to Barb Lilly. Barb, how are you doing?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing up there?
Good, good. And good. As you say up there, that means you are where?
I'm down in Kansas now.
You're in Kansas. Okay. How long have you been there?
Well, I've been about a year and a half, actually. I lived in Denver for a while, and I spent a lot of time up in Minnesota with my mom and my brother, and so now I'm in Kansas.
Oh, you're in Kansas. And working there or retired, or what are we up to?
I am retired.
You're retired. Okay, not just tired, you're retired. Oh,
I'm
wonderful.
I'm retired.
Uh-huh. Well, you are the daughter of Wally and Alice, and I understand that Mom, Alice, passed away recently, huh?
She passed away on Valentine's Day.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. So we'll be having a celebration of life in Hutchinson on May 10th for her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And just
about 8 years. 8 years separated from when Dad passed.
Oh, my gosh. It's been that long, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. He passed on what? March 3rd, was it?
Yep. On 2017.
Okay.
He was 90 years old.
Yeah.
90 years old.
So. Yeah. And now, Mom, how old was she?
She was 95.
95. Okay. So she made it a little longer.
All right.
And just got tired, just old age, or was she sickly at the end, or?
She had Parkinson's.
Okay.
And so so that was a little bit of a challenge, but my younger brother was able to stay in the house with her, and that's what she wanted. And so that's what the family made sure she got that.
Well, wonderful. And how many siblings are there, you and your brother Lon?
And we have one other brother in Wisconsin. His name is Dale.
Okay, very good. Now, any of you guys take up music like your dad did?
Well, not really.
Your dad was one of a kind. I know that was a tough act to follow, huh?
That would have been a real tough act. I was going through some videos on the internet, and there's I guess there's a guy that is trying to do two trumpets, and he says it is way more difficult than what Wally made it out to be.
Uh-huh. And he even did three pogo sticks, and yep. he would jump on a pogo stick playing trumpets. And oh, my goodness.
Yes, he did.
You know, and I can say I had the real pleasure, the distinct honor of meeting Wally over time. And he came up here to the studio a couple of times and did the radio show here live with us. And he was truly just a genuine personality. He was so good.
Absolutely. I mean, he started, they got married in 48, and he started his band Wally and the Dill Pickles in 1950. and so he was performing over 60 years.
Wow. Oh my. And I think he was yep. He never did retire. He was still ready yes. to do it yet. He
yes.
he had his radio show on Hutchinson Radio, and
yep.
I think he did it on one Friday or whatever, and the next Friday he was gone.
Right, right. He was still supposed to be doing it. Yeah, that was over 50 years on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. And his producer, John Mundt, did the interview last year, as we remembered Wally, and he came up to the studio, and he had so many good things, kind things to say about your dad.
Right.
It was just fun.
Yep, that's great. Yeah, they did so much. He was, you know, of course, he was on the Johnny Carson and Bozo show and Mike Douglas and all those things. And he had the Pickle Patch. He was in the Music Hall of Fame. He did wedding dances and anniversary dances, state fair. I mean, they just did so much.
Well,
it was a busy, busy life.
You bet. And I met him, I think, for the first time in person back in 2008, of all things, in the bathroom. needed to go. And all of a sudden, here he comes in. And I mean, Wally was one of a kind. You could recognize him in a crowd of anybody. And he
yes.
comes in and just chuckling. And he starts talking to me there in the bathroom like he'd known me for 50 years. And he was just so sociable. And so we came out of there and we chatted for quite a while. And he was recording there at Medina at the Big Joe Polka Show that particular day. And that's how we came to meet.
I remember Medina and those big dance ball. Oh man, that was a blast.
It
Even
really
when
was.
I was young, we did the polkas and waltzes and foxtrots, and I was raised that way. It was great.
Well, what was it like growing up? I mean, you grew up in Hutchinson there at the Wally and Alice home, right?
Yes, I did.
Went to school in Hutchinson.
In Hutchinson. Yep, we all went to school in Hutch and graduated from Hutchinson. And Dad had the music store by that time.
Yeah.
So we all kind of took our turns working for him.
Okay.
And we had a band that we traveled in the summer. My little brother played drums when he was 7 years old.
Okay.
And, so I was 12. Dale must have been 14. And we traveled around and did, like, fairs and different resort things that had entertainment, and we just, you know, we definitely had music in our family.
I guess.
So,
and what did you play, Barb?
I played, I played piano, trumpet, and organ.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yep. So,
are you still able to play them today?
Well, you know, I can plunk, but I still can play the trumpet really pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a tough instrument, because that's one that I played in high school, and I picked it up the other day and put my lips up to it, and they felt like mush.
Oh, no. Well, I still have a trumpet and a bugle that I play, and just for the fun of it.
Yep.
Just for the fun.
Okay. Now, Barb, do you have family at all?
I have two daughters.
Okay.
And one lives in Denver, and one lives here in St. Francis with us. Not with us, but in the same town.
Okay. Good for you.
And
good for you.
I have grandchildren, and it keeps you busy, even if you're retired.
Exactly. What did you do for a career, Barb?
I was a laboratory manager for a wastewater treatment plant.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yep, and in today's environment, that is kind of scary, actually.
It is. That's what you went to school for, too, a lab technician?
It was environmental.
Environmental.
It was an environmental degree.
Okay.
Yep.
And I'm sure your dad was so proud of you, dad and mom, huh?
Yeah, they Lonnie finished college actually before I did.
Oh, okay.
I had to go back and finish, and then and so he was more in a career of giving back to community. He worked with a lot of children and teenagers and out in like camps and redoing. He did like up in Michigan, they redid paths in the nature and the wild and everything. And so he had fun doing that stuff.
Okay.
And my older brother was followed my dad. When my dad was young, he was a carpenter.
Oh.
And my older brother went into construction. And so we kind of follow steps.
For sure. And mom was a stay-at-home mom then?
She was a stay-at-home mom for a little while. She, in the very beginning, she played piano for my dad's band.
Okay.
When they first started. And then when he got the music store, she was very involved in that.
Okay.
We got phone calls saying, hey, we're not going to be home. Fix supper, you guys.
Oh.
So.
And as you look back, it probably is why you turned out like you did, huh? I mean,
I have nothing between even my grandparents and my parents. And we were raised very, very good, very well.
Oh, that is so neat. And so now your dad, I can still remember him coming in the studio here and telling me that when he started playing trumpet, tone, he mentioned the word tone. That was so important. He thought it was so important that he have a good tone when he played that trumpet, huh?
And when he played two trumpets, one trumpet was harmony and one was melody.
Oh, I just can't understand how you can do that.
I don't know. I don't know either.
You haven't tried it, huh?
Nope. And I didn't try the pogo stick either.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that could be a little hazardous. Oh, my goodness. You know, when you've got that mouthpiece up to your mouth and somebody happens to come by and bump you or so, you can almost knock a tooth out or hurt yourself.
Absolutely. And every so often, there's a couple times he actually went through the stage with his pogo stick.
Oh.
The pogo stick would drop, and he'd have to jump off real quick.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. So, yeah, it was, I don't know. How many people do that?
Oh, no kidding.
You're going like, oh, my dad jumped on a pogo stick and played two trumpets. And I was like, look at you like, really?
Oh, goodness.
But it's unique.
You bet. Now, I remember seeing him on the Johnny Carson show. He was featured on that show with Johnny, and Johnny Carson could be so hilarious. And then you put your dad with him. Oh, my gosh. Our family sat around the TV, and we just giggled and chuckled because it was such a great show. Were you old enough to remember that?
Yes, I was. In fact, where was I at that time? I was with a bunch of friends, and we all got together around the TV to watch it. Yep.
And, that was really huge because that's a nationwide, a worldwide TV show. And to be from little Minnesota here and featured on the big stage there, that was really an accomplishment.
Absolutely.
And he didn't fear it at all. He just went for it all the way, huh?
Oh, he loved it. He totally enjoyed. He was nervous. I remember him being nervous.
Was he?
He was definitely excited.
Yeah. Oh, and then he was on the Mike Douglas show too, and I think
Mike Douglas.
Was there some others?
He went. He went to Chicago for Bozo.
Oh yeah,
the Bozo show.
Yep.
WGN.
Uh huh.
And then he was on On the Road Again on Channel 10 on TV.
Oh yeah.
And he went to Al Harrington show in Hawaii.
Oh my.
Yep. And he went to Washington D.C. And of course, all the other travels. He went to Texas and Arizona, and they did. You know, he performed in And then, of course, some of the band, they went across seas to Germany to a festival, polka festival out there, and played there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, tons and tons of things that they did. Yes.
Well, good. Well, Barb, if we can ask you to hold that thought, we'll come back and explore that just a little bit more. But it's 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, and it's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you, if that's all right.
Okay, I'll wait.
All right. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. April is here now, and that means income tax time. I hear folks mentioning that they have a refund coming, and they want to invest it so they don't just blow it. Any ideas how the St. Joe Meat Market might help? Well, you bet. The St. Joe Meat Market has halves and quarters of beef, as well as whole and half hogs, all processed to your specifications. So if you like your steaks cut thicker for on the grill, or your roasts boneless, rolled, and tied up fancy like you sometimes see in the supermarkets, St. Joe Meat Market can do that. And no extra charge for that extra service. All processing always includes cutting, wrapping, trimming, grinding, freezing, tenderizing of steaks, steaks individually wrapped or papered in between, and or boneless cut steaks and roasts, all for the regular low price. Now, what if it's just the wife and I and we don't need a whole half or quarter? The St. Joe Meat Market sells half of halves of beef and beef and pork bundles, which amount to a portion of a quarter of beef or half hog, just right for that small freezer. Well, it sounds like you need to call the St. Joe Meat Market. How long does it take from the time you place your order? Most orders are usually processed and ready to go in a week to 10 days or less. As always, for more information, look for us on the web at www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, like us on Facebook, or call the St. Joe Meat Market at 320-363-4913 to make that tax refund work for you. Barb, for being on our show here, and you know how it works. You've been here before. We've got a nice meat package put up at the meat market, and along with KASM, we send that out to your priority mail and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you, Barb?
Oh, that is awesome. Thank you.
Good,
thank
good. You. You're still taking nourishment, huh?
I'm still what?
I say you're still taking nourishment, huh?
Oh, I certainly am. And protein is the best.
Protein is the best. There you go. Well, we can fix you up with that. So very good. We'll get that off in the mail to you this week. We were talking about Wally being on these TV shows. And did he seek these out or did they come looking for him? How did that work? Do you know?
Well, I think it was a little bit of both.
Okay.
I think there was... they found, and it was funny, Jay Giles' band actually has him on a little clip of his pogo stick during a song, a video song that they did years ago in the 80s, and we were like, how did that happen? But they saw him on Johnny Carson, and then they wanted to put it on their video.
Sure.
I mean, so there, you know, it was kind of both.
Yep.
You know, people saw him and then they thought, oh, that would be good, what I'm doing, you know?
One thing would lead to the next.
Him. Yep. And I know that once they moved out to the lake in Litchfield, he got a pontoon boat.
Okay.
Just so, and they could do... they did parades. The band came out and played on the pontoon, and they did parades around the lake on July 4th.
Okay.
And that was a lot of fun.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I had the experience of doing that on the lake up here. My dad has a cabin, too. And there was something special about music on the water. It just carried so well. And, you know, you never, like sometimes you'd get in a small club or a hall and they'd tell you to turn it down because it's too loud. Outside, you never had to worry about that. On the water, it sounded so good.
Yep. And it was so neat because no matter where you were on those shores, they went all the way around the lake. It was great.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course, a lot of the other boats and everything else just followed for the fun of it.
Yep. That's for sure. You bet.
Yeah.
Well, can you remember some of the musicians. I know he had a lot of musicians over the year, but can you just mention some of the great musicians that were part of the Wally Pickle Band and what they might have played?
I remember Warren, and he worked for some kind of meat place, whatever, too, but he played saxophone.
Okay.
And he was just really good.
Okay.
And then when I was a kid, I remember Cy Daniel, I believe his last name was, and he was blind.
Oh, wow.
But he played piano, and I think he played drums, too.
Okay.
It was just fun. I remember him coming over to the house, and we'd play piano together.
Okay.
So there were so many of the other guys. And then, like, when I was really young, of course, they had, like, a 9-piece band, and then it dwindled down to 7-piece, and then it dwindled down, you know, to a 5-piece.
Yep.
So, you know, it just got a little bit smaller. And some other different people, you know, they moved on and did other things.
Sure.
I remember they used to go, once he got smaller, there was, like, I think there were only 4 of them, and they played in, they went to Mankato, and they played in the studio, the TV studio, and they had dancers come in, and they did an old-time show, and then, of course, the dancers were dancing in the studio while they played.
Sure. I can help you out there a little bit. On their last recording, he teamed up with Harvey Becker. Harvey.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep.
And Harvey was from down towards your way, somewhere in that area.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was from the same area. Yep.
And then Mike Wendelick was on drums.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I remember that name.
And Jerry Kale on sax. Jerry was great sax player from the Ivan Kale Band. And then Stuart, I got to find his last name. I think he was a tuba player.
Oh.
And, his picture's on the thing, but I'm not seeing his name. Stu Johnson, recording bass. Yep.
Oh, Stu. Okay. Yep.
Yep. So, some of these, like Stuart, I don't know if he's still with us or if he has passed on.
Well, I know some of them, Warren and Cy, and some of those other ones that I knew when I was younger have gone.
Yep.
As well. Yep.
Yeah.
They were all up in Dad's age.
Yeah.
You know, when you get to be 90.
You bet. And for folks that don't know, your dad played trumpet, sometimes 2 or 3 at a time, but did he play other instruments too?
Oh, yeah. He had a baritone bass, and he had clarinet and saxophone, trombone.
Oh, my.
And he played organ. He played organ as well.
Okay. And that's really an accomplishment in itself there, because a brass instrument, you can see where people can go from one to the other, but now when you take up a reed instrument or keyboards, that's a whole nother ball game.
Yep. Oh, he was a musician all the way around.
He really was.
Sure.
You bet.
Yeah.
And when he had the store, did he sell instruments too, or what did he all sell there?
Well, he did. He did sell some instruments, and of course, guitar was a big deal, but. A lot of the instruments, he did a rental program, rent-to-buy program for the schools.
Oh.
For the bands.
Okay.
So he made sure that all the bands were covered as far as having enough instruments and everything else, and for the kids to be able to at least try them.
Uh-huh.
So he had a rent-to-buy program, so if they tried it for a year and rented it, that was fine. And then if they wanted to keep going, they could purchase the whatever they were renting.
Sure. So they'd never get stuck with an instrument. If it didn't work out, they'd just walk away from it, and he'd pass it along to somebody else then, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Oh,
yep.
Really
then,
neat.
Yeah,
well,
of
great.
They had a lot of stereos and all the other stuff that went with it, records and music, sheet music and stuff.
Oh, yes. And I think he sold it to, was it Larry Dossel?
Yes, Larry. Larry took over the store, and I believe he calls it Larry Electronics now.
Yeah, it's still going yet. So
yes.
I've stopped in a few times, and it's just a great story how Wally started it, and it continued on, and it's still continuing today.
Yes, absolutely. It was great.
And, of course,
Larry was great.
Yep, technology has been changing, as all of us have, and so it's different now than it was back in the days when your dad had the store, but it's still a music store.
Yes, it is. And it's kind of neat to go through town and still see it there.
Yep, for sure. Well, Barb, we're getting to that point of the show, like you've been here before. I usually ask you if there's a memory that you have growing up in the Wally and Alice Pickle household that you would care to share with the listeners today, good, bad, or otherwise. What comes to mind?
Well, the big thing is when he first started jumping on the pogo stick.
Okay.
It was just no trumpets, no nothing. It was just, he'd take it out into the garage and practice and practice and practice on that pogo stick. And we were all like, oh my gosh, my dad's losing it.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. And that takes some real coordination. I mean, any one of us, it looks easier than what it really is.
Oh, well, and he couldn't hold on his, when he started playing the trumpet on it, of course, he started with his little trumpet,
yep.
His little 10-inch trumpet, and then he could still hang on to the pogo stick with one hand.
Yeah.
But when he started with the two trumpets, he had to hold that pogo stick between his knees.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, we had fun with that.
Oh.
I just remember that because he worked so hard at it.
Oh, my goodness. That is so interesting. And, you know, Barb, before I let you go, I just have to tell you and give a shout-out to all of our listeners out there. Almost weekly, I get text messages or emails from Arizona, Pete Wendinger, or the different ones that are snowbirds down in the south part of the country, people listening in from all walks of life, and they so enjoy hearing each one of you guests and your stories, and brings back such great memories for all of the people listening in.
Yes, it does, and I appreciate you having this program still.
Well,
that is wonderful.
That's true. It is fun to do, and I look forward. You know, every week I interview somebody, and I become a listener. I mean, I'll ask you the question, how you got started or this or that, and then I sit back and I listen, just like all the other listeners are, because I don't know what you're going to tell me. So it's so entertaining just to hear everybody's story. And Barb, yours is just as unique as any can be. It is so, so much fun. And we're so thankful that you took time out to share memories of Wally and Alice Pickle with us this morning.
That's been my pleasure.
You bet. And like I told you the last time, if the good Lord is willing and you and I are here down the road sometime, we'll do it again. How's that?
That's okay with me.
That sounds great. Well, we're going to let you run, Barb. If you want to hang on the phone, I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. We'll be playing some music by Wally Pickle in just a couple minutes. But have yourself a great day, Barb, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much.
All righty. And there she goes. Barb Lilly, our 546th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Wally Pickle in just moments. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up there. Wrapping up our 546th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And again, Barb Lilly. Barb, the daughter of Wally and Ellis Pickle, joining us, our guest today. And what a delightful person she is. I've never met her in person, but talked to her on the phone many times. And such a happy-go-lucky person. And I probably would say chip off the old block, because as I knew Wally, he was so happy-go-lucky and just a great personality. So we're very thankful for Barb joining us today, helping us remember Wally and Ellis Pickle. Well, we're going to start in with music by Wally Pickle. And this was his theme song for his Pickle Patch that he aired on Hutchinson Radio Station for many, many years. It's one called El Rancho Grande Polka. Wally Pickle and his Dill Pickle Band, yes, El Rancho Grande Polka. And I can still hear Wally and, of course, John Mundt, his producer on Hutchinson Radio Station, listening to the Pickle Patch many times over the years, Friday mornings. You bet. Was a fun time. 21 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Music continues with Wally Pickle, and it's the Beautiful Rose Waltz. Thank you. Pickle and his orchestra, nice waltz there with the beautiful Rose Waltz. As we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie texted me information for today, and she says, pick your destination and pack your bag. That's all you have to do when you travel with Jeannie B's Tours. This Wednesday, April 9th, join the Jeannie B's staff at the St. Martin Bar and Grill from 3 to 5. Tour itinerary presentations for remaining 2025 tours will be shown, and the kickoff for the 2026 will be highlighted. Tours include Alaska, Ireland, England, Wales and Scotland, Hawaii, Fall in New England, Holland and Austria, and Germany, Canadian Rockies and Glacier, Iceland Explorer and Alpine countries, Switzerland and Austria, Washington, D.C., and historic Savannah. The shuttle to airport and round-trip airfare are included for all Jeannie B's tours. Pizza supper is included for the Jeannie B itinerary presentation, but you need to RSVP to 320-345-1581 to be included for the meal. Maybe it is a fun one-day adventure like Greece at the Chanhassen or the ever-popular Jasper's Musical at Park Rapids is in your list. This year's show is Jukebox 50s and 60s, all your favorite hits. Minications can take you up the North Shore to Duluth, Two Harbors, and Grand Marais, or the Northwoods Escape includes the Gull Lake, North Star Yacht, Lunch and Cruise, Itasca Park, Jasper's Musical, and more. Other summer destinations include Deadwood, Medora, Door County, Mississippi River Cruise, and the Ark Encounter. Colorful scenic fall tours include the Apostle Islands and the autumn colors of the Smoky Mountains, including Nashville, Pigeon Forge, and Gatlinburg. Now is the time to reserve your seats for you and your traveling friends. Call Jeannie B's Tours at 320-345-1581 today because remember, seeing is believing. And that is music, that is information for you from Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And of course, Jeannie just looks forward to visiting with you, talking to you, and you will have a ball guaranteed when you travel with Jeannie B's on any one of her tours. Jeannie B's Tours bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. We get back to the music of Wally Pickle. Here's a classic Wally Pickle song, one called the Baritone Polka. Thank you. baritone polka, Wally Pickle and his orchestra, as we continue with the Peanuts Landler. Great selection there, a Landler tune, one called the Peanuts Landler, Wally Pickle and his band. And such a classic sound. That's one that's hardly duplicated. You just know it's Wally Pickle. Well, that takes us to the second portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that's always back, brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And yes, Kevin, back advertising with us on our Musicians Come and Play program. It's time to sell lawnmowers. It's time to have a good lawnmower. And the Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin has a nice inventory of brand new Hustlers on hand. I was just out there this past week, and I had mine serviced out there, both of them, and they are tip-top shape and ready to go for another season of lawn cutting. And hopefully we'll get some rain again this summer. Boy, last year we were cutting twice and sometimes three times a week. And it's important to have a good lawnmower, and that Hustler, that one is hard to beat. Now, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. He can change your lubricants, belts, and hoses, sharpen your blades. Kevin also accepts trades. He'll make you a sweet deal on your present lawnmower. As always, for more information, give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459. And that's what I had Kevin do with ours. He changed the oil, service them, sharpen the blades, or replace the blades, whichever the case was. One of them needed a new battery. He went through them. He made sure that they are going to run for this coming season. And I don't know, if you're like me, you just want to have a machine that you can go out there and cut the lawn. Cutting lawn is fun if you have good equipment. If you don't, then it's work, and work is no fun. So, yeah, check out Kevin there for a brand new Hustler. Now, Kevin also carries the Eagle brand 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment. So he has handheld blowers and backpack blowers, chainsaws and pole saws, self-propelled lawnmowers, and more. And they're all powered by that 56-volt lithium battery. And you can see those at Kevin's. He's got them on hand. So again, just give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. And I always encourage you to call him first because he's a one-man band. Usually works by himself out there. Once in a while, he gets some part-time help in to help with servicing the machines. But for the most part, he is the guy out at Kevin's Countryside. And he also puts in the farm, the family farm. So he can't be two places at one time. So if he's out in the field, the shop is probably locked up, and he doesn't want to disappoint you. So if he knows that you're coming, he'll make sure that he's there. So again, just give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Coming up on 25 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 45, our temperature here in Albany. Here's another peppy tune, I guess you'd call it. It's a polka tune, one called Roll Out the Barrel, Wally Pickle. Pickle and his orchestra with the Roll Out the Barrel Polka. Time for just a couple more selections. Here they are with a nice Landler tune, The Trumpeter Landler. Thank you. Pickle and his orchestra with one called The Trumpeter's Landler. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with one coming off of his latest CD with Harvey Becker, one called The Morning Glow Waltz. Wally Pickle and his orchestra, that one, The Morning Glow Waltz, featuring Mike Wendelick, the drummer, on the vocal, and Wally Pickle with Harvey Becker on that recording. And a listener called and pointed out to me that, I forgot to mention that Wally Pickle was our very first guest here on the Musicians Come and Play program back in February of 2013. Can you imagine that? All that time gone by. And what a great guest he was at that time, and so supportive and encouraging me to get this show going and keep it going. And forever thankful for Wally being our first guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM.